Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Beer Ladies podcast. I am your host today. My name is Tandy. I am joined by Erica and Carolyn, and we have got a very special guest today. We've got Sammy from First Sip Brew Box, and we're going to hear all about Sammy and all about First Sip Brew Box. And I promise you, it's the most interesting concept that I've heard of ages, and I'm sure you're going to love it. But before we really get into it, let's just remind everybody, please, to give us a like and a subscribe and a follow and all the things on the socials and on all of the podcast platforms. We're at Beer Ladies Podcast pretty much everywhere, or Beer Ladies Pod on Instagram and Twitter and all of the other places. So, yeah, feel free to share thoughts, and you can always email us with suggestions for shows and suggestions for guests. As you know, we love talking to people, so BeerLadiesPodcast@gmail.com. That's where we are at. And yeah, let's get into it, guys. So let's have a bit of a hell yeah and a bit of a hello from Sammy at First Sip Beer Box. And we're going to go around and do what are you drinking? So Sammy, we're going to start with you as our guest of honor.
Yeah.
Tell us about your beer.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. And good morning from Pittsburgh. So I'm drinking a Ginger Bell Rock. It's from one of my favorite breweries in Pittsburgh called Inner Groove Brewing. They're more of like a music themed brewery, but they make every style. And this is a brown ale. It's coming in at 5.3%, a little on the lighter side since it is 11 a.m. It's one of my favorite beers. They've been in business for 2 years now, and this is probably my favorite holiday beer. So it's a beautiful color. I'll show you in the glass too.
Oh, that looks
gorgeous. I love the gingerbread man.
Yeah.
With the hops. It's very cute.
Yeah, they do some good stuff. They do a quick little blurb for them that they do a get lit with Santa every year. So Santa, it's for 21 and over. Everyone gets to sit on Santa's lap and get drunk with Santa. So it's a pretty good time. So yeah, that's what I'm drinking.
Carolyn, I sense you need to go travel up to Pittsburgh.
I need to check that out.
Oh, I love it. Oh gosh. Okay. Erica, what are you drinking today, friend?
All right. So I have a beer by Whiplash, and it's called Water Jump. It's an India pale ale with pale malt, oat malt, carapils, wheat, Euconaut, Galaxy, and Strata. And I love that they list all those. And the image for our viewers is a person ice skating, and it's just really lovely, wintry, warm colors and tastes delicious.
Mm, lovely.
And that's Carolyn, Whiplash beer, in case I didn't mention. Yeah.
Carolyn, what have you got today?
I'm drinking a New Braunfels Brewing Company, Jose the Rosé. It's made with red and white wine grapes from Texas. It's pretty good.
Wow.
That sounds good.
Is it even a beer if it's got grapes?
I mean, it's a Goza, so yeah, it's a beer. It's a wheat ale, so with
a bit of extra wine grapes. Fun. I like that. It sounds very interesting. It almost sounds like it could be quite champagne-y and a little bit tart and a little bit fresh.
It is champagne-y, and yeah, it's good. It's right up my alley.
That sounds delicious. Okay, well, today I've got the Atlantic 353. It's a West Coast IPA from Curious Society. Actually, I'm a big fan of these guys. They've always got something nice on. And they change it up every now and then too. I see that they've got I think they've got a stout coming out soon as well. But anyway, I'm on the IPA because I've been recently practicing for BJCP. So I've been having all sorts of beer styles and, you know, nothing in a six pack. It's all been let's, you know, benchmark against different things. So that's why I've got a million different things going on. So gosh, pick out any style. And I've probably got it in my fridge at the moment. That's good fun. Okay. Well, let's get into First Sip. So Sammy, tell us a little bit about you and then about First Sip Beer Box.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So a little bit about me. So actually my background is in mental health. So I have a master's degree in social work and I was a mental health family therapist for about 12 years. Loved what I did. Very, very rewarding work, hard work, all of that fun stuff. And then I'm also a basketball coach. So I've been coaching also for about 12 or 13 years. I coach little kids. So the patience level you need to have very much so. And then I also coach, travel basketball, which that season is from like March to July.
What's travel basketball?
So it's very more competitive. So it's called AAU basketball. And you know, it's basically tournaments and all you do is you go to these tournaments and you coach and you can play a minimum of 3 games and a max of like six for most tournaments throughout like a weekend. So I have a high school team I coach as well. Very talented, very good. So we travel a lot with them. So I've been doing mental health for a while. I actually quit my job, going on 7 months to work on First Sip Brew Box, full time. So,
amazing.
Yeah. So COVID was a big, downer in the mental health field here in the US. Mm-hmm. And it kind of struck me a little bit too. So my husband and I were just like, you know what, let's just see if we can do this full time together. And here we are 7 months later and we're not homeless. We're surviving. We can pay all the bills. Thank you. Thank you. You know what?
That's amazing.
Yeah. COVID, you know, hit everybody differently, but you know, for me, it hit anxiety a lot. And so I would come home from work with super high anxiety and Dennis didn't even know what to do with me. And so he would just like leave me alone for hours. And it wasn't pretty. So it was time to go. It was time to move on. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy I did because the anxiety level is like zero now.
That's amazing. So were you doing First Sip Brew Box before this? So you were doing it part-time?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Can you explain to everybody what the concept is?
Yeah. So my husband and I started First Sip Brew Box 5.5 years ago. We were on a vacation in 2015 down in North Carolina and it's really, really small, tiny town. When I mean small, tiny town, you can walk it in 5 minutes and everything closes at like 7 PM except for the one brewery that stayed open until 9 PM. So every night when we were on vacation, we would just go to the brewery. We fell in love with it. You know, the atmosphere of families coming in, kids playing games, you know, dogs are there. You know, the beer was obviously very good. And we just fell in love with them. We're like, how can we be more involved in the craft beer industry? So we're also home brewers. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, okay, cool. We'll start a brewery. It's a ridiculous amount of money to start a brewery that we did not have. Mm-hmm. And knowing that we wanted to open a business together, we didn't want any investors. So we were like, okay, we'll scratch that idea. And just so you know, in PA, laws for liquor and anything are absolutely ridiculous. It's like the pilgrimage, especially back in 2015, like it was worse than what it is now. So we were like, okay. So then we were like, okay, we'll ship beer in the mail. So, you know, we reach out to the liquor board and, you know, they're like, well, no one's really doing this yet. You know, how about you buy a restaurant or buy a distributor? And we're like, great. We might as well open a brewery.
<You know? laughs> just get the change in your back pocket. May as
right.
well buy
yeah.
a restaurant.
Yeah. Yes. Let me just pull everything out of all the money I have in my pockets and, you know, here you go. So we were like, crap, you know, this isn't going to work. So we pivoted from, you know, wanting to own a brewery or ship beer in the mail to what we do now, which is the branding and storytelling of these breweries and small businesses. So we feature the brewery. We send you all cool merchandise like t-shirts, pint glasses, hats, coasters, koozie stickers, those types of things. And then we partner with these small mom and pop shops that make things out of beer, the beer hot sauce, barbecue sauce, soaps, coffee made all malts and hops, all kinds of cool things that you know, when we send them out to our customers, they're experiencing these things. So then they can go and support those breweries and those small businesses on their own, but they're learning it through us, which is pretty cool. So we now ship to 7 different countries. We've hit 48 of the 50 states. For some reason, the Dakotas, I don't know if they have service. I don't know what it is. I hear they have really good breweries in, I think, South Dakota, but I don't know why we haven't gotten any subscribers from there yet. So if you're listening and you're from one of the Dakotas, where are you at? But yeah, so we've, Canada's a big, we ship to Canada a lot. We've shipped to Ireland, New Zealand, Brazil, just recently to a military base in South Korea. And we just got an order in a couple of days ago from Peru, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, wow. You know, so awesome. Do you source, so does the stuff from the breweries and the people who make stuff out of beer, does that come from all over the world or?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So currently we've been working with breweries from all over the United States. As Sandy knows, we have now been working with Quasi Brewing in Africa. So we are the fulfillment space center for them and their campaign project. Mm. So they will be the first out of the US brewery that we'll be working with. And now we're in talks with some other breweries, some in London and South Africa as well, which is pretty cool. So we do that. And then all of the products so far have been from small businesses from the US as well.
Mm. So that's how Sammy and I met. Well, because obviously we've done an episode with Quezza, JC mm-hmm. from Quezza, and that was season 2, episode 1, everybody, if you want to go back and listen. Their campaign is now live, so go and support it.
Yes.
Exactly. So, you know, let's go and help start the first Rwandan brewery properly. Anyway, so Sammy is doing all the fulfillment. So for instance, you know, I did some of the design work for the Quezza campaign. And because of that, some of my, let's say, sticker designs and things are going to yep. go into the boxes. So if you're yeah. one of those people that goes and buys a €25 box, you will get a box from First Sip Brewing. It'll contain a number of things from Quezza, from myself, you know, from Craft Geek, and there'll be a number of things in it. So that's actually how we met. But it's yep. really cool because it means that, you know, what I enjoyed about with Sammy's the way that Sammy works and the way that First Sip works is that I didn't have to go and ship her over a bunch of stickers. I could send the designs and she actually will then print them and put them into the boxes, for instance. Same with t-shirts, you know, things like that. So Sammy, do you then work, you know, how do you decide which breweries to work with? And do they send you designs that you then print and put into the boxes or what how does that work?
So picking the breweries, it's, you know, we reach out to a lot of breweries. And then we've also had breweries that reach out to us and say, hey, this sounds really cool. Like, how do we be a part of this? So our biggest thing is the best friend of a small business is another small business. So, and we're huge into collaborations. We do collaborations pretty much monthly. So bigger breweries, you know, they can afford to be like, here's, you know, hundreds of shirts, hundreds of stickers, all of this stuff. But when we're working with smaller breweries, we're like, hey, let's collaborate on a design. We have a couple local artists that we use here in, you know, Pennsylvania and in the US. You know, let's come up with a cool design. Let's get something unique, you know, and then we do. And so that's how we do that. And then, you know, some breweries, smaller breweries, it's kind of like, we do a pay what you want kind of program. So, you know, if you can only afford, you know, X amount, then we'll cover the rest of the costs. Whereas bigger breweries, for the most part, can afford, you know, doing that because they have the marketing budget and all of that.
So. And something I noticed from your social media that I really appreciate is that you have a lot of veteran products. Do you want to talk about your military connection or?
Yeah. So we thrive on the three pillars of our business. So we are Black owned, veteran owned, and woman owned. Me as the woman, my husband is Black and a veteran. So we do a lot of charitable work and we want to work with those who are Black owned, veteran owned, and woman owned. So probably once or twice a year, we work with a veteran charity. We raise money for that charity by doing collaborative work with breweries and small businesses. And then we raise the money for that. We do the same with Black owned businesses and we like to do the same with veteran or woman owned businesses as well. Hitting things. So we do a lot of that. We probably do 3 or 4 charities a year, if that, sometimes more. We did the Black Lives Matter several times last year when it was, you know, going and it's still going on. This July, we did a veterans collaboration with a brewery out in Johnstown, PA, that's also veteran owned. And we raised money for a local veteran owned small nonprofit. And then this month, actually for November, we raised money for lung cancer awareness. So my husband's mom had passed away in 2018 with lung cancer. So we had a cool, unique t-shirt designed. And so we're raising money for that as well.
And that's really nice to see in a time in the brewing industry when it's not easy to be a woman and not easy mm-hmm. to be non-white.
Yeah. It's, you know, and my husband's a part of the Pittsburgh Brewery Diversity Council. And so they've been working on a lot of projects. And one of the big ones is the She Knows Beer Project. And it's for women in the beer industry. I mean, as we all know, what happened, you know, earlier on this year with the women, and we were planning this project before that stuff even came out. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, it hit home for, you know, Pittsburgh. And we have a couple women-owned brewers in Pittsburgh, which is fantastic. But the project is cool. So they're raising money for their breweries are collaborating with the Pittsburgh Diversity Council and making unique beers. And then they're raising money for organizations that are for women, which I think is a fantastic thing. And that's something Dennis and I have been working on. So we actually, 2-3 months ago, we launched our First Sip Studios side of our business, which is our videography and photography side. And so we've been documenting all of the She Knows Beer projects and working on a small documentary with that, showcasing women in the beer industry, which I think is super important. And no one's doing it. No one is, you know, learning about it and seeing it firsthand. So I think, you know, empowering women and doing all of that is, you know, something we want to showcase and share.
Very cool. Awesome. Yeah. When will that documentary be coming out?
Oh gosh, probably not. We'll probably have a clip for it. I'm hoping by February, because we're supposed to be putting it in to win an award thing, Craft Beer Marketing Award. So we'll see how that goes.
That's awesome.
But sometime next year, hopefully. Just a small little, nothing major, but something to showcase, you know, the hard work that we've been putting in for the First Sip Studio side, but also all the hard work that these women are putting in the beer industry. Because I see all the time, you know, how beer is made in the breweries. And, you know, that is hard work. It is really hard work. You know, you're lifting all this stuff, you're cleaning, you have to be creative too. You know, it's a process. Mm-hmm. And women, you know, don't get enough credit for it.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, I agree.
We're totally on the same page with this one. So changing tack a little bit, when was the last time you homebrewed and what did you brew last?
Oh God, this is an embarrassment. The last time we homebrewed was probably in 2016.
Yeah. So around the time that you were starting First Sip.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah. But I, you know, I'd like to say that, you know, we've grown in 5.5 years. So Dennis has been fortunate enough to work on the business full time for 3 years. And then, like I said earlier, myself, I've been working on it full time for 7 months. And in that 7 month time frame, we've been able to move the business out of our home into a 2-story building in the city. We just hired a part-timer our first part-time employee a month ago. We launched our First Sip Studios 3 months ago, and we just hired 3 more part-timers starting in January.
Amazing.
So super proud of where it's going. First Sip Studios has taken off. We didn't think it would, but we've developed some programs for the Mount Oliver Borough here in Pittsburgh that has taken off, and now other programs are trying to use us and have us do the work that we're doing on the studio side. So it's been pretty busy and pretty cool. And I'm super excited to finally have employees.
I think it's a cool concept because I think that there are a lot of things like beer boxes, you know, subscription mm-hmm. boxes, all one-off beer boxes that you can buy. So tasting different beers from breweries, Michelas, you know, all of those kinds of guys. But I like the idea that it's beer merch and beer stuff and koozies and stickers and jewelry and clothes. Yeah. Like these are all really popular things. Like Erica, we know, has got probably the biggest collection of beer jewelry of anybody in the world.
Oh, I didn't even notice those. Those are cute.
She's got beer earrings on today and she's got She's got hop earrings. She's got all sorts of cool things. And Erica's always in the market for this kind of stuff.
For sure. And I was wondering, like, what would be a busy time of year for you? Like, would there be like Valentine's Day or people looking for like anniversaries, birthday gifts, or...
That's a very good question. So our busiest time is currently right now, holidays. So starting in November, we start gearing up. We start ordering, you know, double the amount of everything. I'm making, like, after we're done here, I have, you know, 10, 15 orders that just came in overnight. So I have to go make those boxes because you got to get them all out before the holidays. So this time of the year is our busiest, and then followed by Father's Day, actually in June. June is our second busiest holiday. And then we get, you know, we get orders all the time for birthdays and anniversaries that I had to develop, like birthday cards and anniversary cards. You know, we try to make things as personalized because we are a small business. You know, we want things to be personalized to you, you know, the consumer. And so, you know, if you email us and you're like, hey, this is for so-and-so's birthday, can you add this little note? I'm handwriting a little birthday note so it can go in the car, in the boxes for everyone.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everybody. So we like to do things like that too. But this time in Father's Day, two biggest months out of the year.
And is there a dog that I noticed on Facebook who helps you out?
I don't know about help. She's actually currently sleeping on the couch.
She's supervising. Yeah. She's the supervisor.
She actually just gave me this stare, like, don't talk about me. Her name is Porter. So we named her after one of her beer styles, favorite beer styles. Yeah. She's four. She's a 4th of July dog. She's a beagle, and she's super thrilled that she gets to come to work with us every day. Our employee one right now, she loves her. She runs around like a crazy dog, and she sleeps all day and gets paid to do nothing. So
the dog's life, man. I used to have a cat named Porter. It's a great name.
Oh, it's a great name.
I love beer names for animals. My two cats are Barley and Hops, and such cool names, and they're brother and sister. But we've had Porter, we've had Guinness, we've had Kilkenny, we've had just awesome. It's so fun to do that.
we're on the waiting list for another beagle. Hopefully, fingers crossed, and her name will be Citra if that happens. Oh. So yeah,
cute name. So.
Yeah. I was like, what's a hop name that's super not super long and simple and beautiful? And I was like, Citra, that's it. All right, done.
Citra's gorgeous. Friends of mine back in South Africa got a dog and they named him Fuggles. And I thought that was adorable.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, I like that.
So cute. Such a sweet name. Oh, I love it. Oh no, it's so good. So as I understand, you can buy boxes from First Sip. You can buy like once off boxes. So whatever's going, I guess, in that month, you've got monthly themes. Am I right? So like you're working with, let's say, this brewery this month. Is it always one brewery per month? Or is it a mix of things?
It's generally a mix of things. Mm-hmm. We like to stay focused to one brewery a month. But as we all know, the wonderful COVID happened. And so our whole plan, like our whole 2021 was like shot. So we actually started, well, 2020 was shot too. So we had to, you know, pivot and figure out, you know, what can we do that's different? And that's how we started the process of the collaborative stuff, because people no longer had marketing budgets from 2020 because no one could work, no one could do anything. So that's kind of the theme where we've kind of stayed. So we try to focus on a brewery a month. Sometimes we have multiple, depending on how much, you know, the brewery is able to, you know, give for the, if, you know, if they can only give 50, but I have 150 boxes, then we have, you know, we slot in two breweries, that type of stuff. Mm. So it's always different.
I see you have three different kinds of boxes. Can you just explain to us like what's in each one and what they are?
So you can subscribe for 1 month and just be done. You can subscribe for 3 months, 6 months, or a whole year. Obviously, the more you, the higher you subscribe, a little bit more you save. And we have three tiers. So our Brewmaster tier is our $25 tier. And that gets you like the t-shirt, the pint glass, the stuff from the brewery itself. From there, we jump up to $49. And that is our enthusiast level. So you get all the stuff that was in the first one. Plus now you start getting some things that are in, that are made out of beer. So like a barbecue sauce, so that kind of stuff. Connoisseur level is our $59, and that guy gets filled. That sometimes it's so hard, I have to like double seal the box and like extra tape it and then tape it again, so it stays. And that gets everything from the first one, but now you're going to get the full size of the products. So if I have a sample of the barbecue sauce, you're getting an enthusiast. Now you're getting the full size bottle in the connoisseur box. So you're just getting more stuff. So and then the point of it is, you know, you're learning about these brands. You're, you know, we're a marketing and advertising company. You're learning about these brands. Mm-hmm. You're figuring out what you like, what you don't like. You're experimenting with them. And then you're going on and finding them on Instagram and Facebook and whatever else platforms they're on. And you're ordering them from them and you're following them. That, you know, that's the point of our business, is to learn about these other businesses, to share experiences, to learn more about craft beer and all that good stuff. Mm.
And what is your favorite beer style as well as brewery or particular beer, Sammy?
Okay. So in Pittsburgh, I have like two favorite breweries. Inner Groove, which is the one I talked about earlier, and then Allegheny City Brewing. It's actually where my husband and I had our wedding reception and the first brewery that we got to do like a commercial brew for, which was pretty cool. So that would be my two favorite breweries in Pittsburgh currently. Cause there's like 50 of them and they keep popping up. and then my favorite beer style, no one really makes my favorite beer style and it's very disappointing.
We've got a history. We've got a history, Sammy, of bringing beer styles back to life by saying on the podcast that we need more of these. So bring it. What is your favorite beer style?
Okay. So I am a Belgian girl. I like my Belgian quads, my Belgian triples, the doubles, all the Belgians. Give me all of the Belgians, and not enough breweries make Belgians. And it's pretty sad. I also like lagers, as pretty much any brewer does. And so a lot of our friends are the brewery owners in Pittsburgh. And so it's nice and refreshing when they put a lager on and, you know, they're like, this isn't really for the customers. This is for us. You know, this is what we want. So that's pretty nice. So I appreciate a really good lager. I love Belgians. I went through a sour phase for a while and I still like them. But not as much. but Belgians, I could drink those all day. And I do like a good brown ale. Brown ales are good.
I recently started drinking a few more Belgians again, and I hadn't realized how much I missed them. They're so complex and they're so tasty and they're just delicious and so well made. There's just something about it. I always think that a lot of non-Belgian brewers don't always make them, because I think that there's some special magic that happens in Belgium, that it's like you can only get the secret sauce there.
I agree. Yes.
Because they just don't really come out the exact same way, do they?
They don't. You know what? And I will say, I like saisons too. So there's a brewery in, I don't know if any of you have been to Portland, Oregon. Not Portland, Oregon. Portland, Maine. Maine. What is the? I can't remember the name of this brewery, but they specialize in saisons, and they are the most funky, complex saisons I've ever had. Like, I still have a bottle from like 4 years ago. I can't wait to open it. You know, I'm so excited about it.
It feels like an occasion beer, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of those.
One of our co-hosts and I had a really nice Belgian double here at Urban Brewing the other night, and really felt like you were sitting in Belgium, and we would like to manifest more of them into being. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because we actually had a brown ale episode a few weeks ago, and the day that it dropped, there were two brown ale releases here in Ireland. So very exciting and coincidental. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So maybe when this drops, people in Pittsburgh will realize that we need some Belgians.
Yes. There we go. Come on, Pittsburgh brewers, get some more Belgians on.
You know, it's the hazy kick right now. Everyone's on the New England. And I'm not a hoppy person, so I don't like anything super hoppy.
Yay, I'm not the only. I feel like I'm the only one who.
No, you're not. You are not alone. We just went to Intergroove, the brewery I mentioned before, had a Pale Palooza last Friday. And it's a pale ale like tap takeover. And so it's all IPAs. And I was like, they left their one, it's called My Verona. It's a golden ale. They left it on tap. And I was like, give me all the golden ales.
Oh, I love a golden ale.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a phenomenal beer.
Oh, that's another style that you don't see a lot of. And they're so delicious. Mm-hmm. So come on, guys.
I feel like golden ales are starting to come back, because I've seen a few of them out and about. So.
Have you?
Yes.
Maybe the States is ahead of Ireland again.
Yeah.
Although I must say, Whiplash recently brought out, now Erica, you'll know this, Erica's just going to be working for one of our favorite breweries soon. So, Whiplash brought out this oat cream Belgian triple. And I thought this is either going to be amazing or it's going to be an epic fail. Like, that's the way it's going to go. It was amazing. It was delicious. And I was like, this is oats in a Belgian style is such a strange ingredient, but it worked so beautifully. I'm forever impressed by that beer. So props to Whiplash over there for trying something and it doing well. That was really good. And it was very authentic tasting, besides the oats, but the oats were interesting. So I was happy with that one. Delicious stuff. Okay, so you like Belgians. Now, if you could only drink one beer for the rest of your life, beer style maybe, what would it be?
The rest of my life. Mm. Oh my, why are you giving me this question? As much as I like Belgians, I would probably do Mexican lagers for the rest of my life. Oh, I like a good spice Mexican lager. Yeah, there's a brewer here in Pittsburgh. He's part owner for 412 Brewing, and he makes a fantastic Mexican lager. I could drink that all day. We actually have a tap system in our office. So when we have like clients come in and stuff, they can have a beer. And that's hopefully like one of the ones I'll get on tap here soon.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I love a good Mexican lager as well. Living in Texas.
So you and living I should be hanging Texas. Out more often.
Yes. Hey, if you're in Austin, let me know.
And I haven't been to Pittsburgh in ages, but would there be a lot of craft brew pubs in the city? Like lots of options and different breweries popping up?
Just in the city alone, there's probably like 30 or 40, but all of Western PA, you're probably hitting in the 50s and 60s of the amount of breweries. And you know, it's awesome. So the Pittsburgh and Allegheny County just in itself created the Pittsburgh Brewers Guild, which is, you know, brewery owners are running this organization. And what they did is they created these trails, and there's, I think, seven, or they're probably going to yell at me later, but there's probably seven or eight of them, little mini trails that you can do, and you can, you know, get your passport stamped. And at the end, if you hit all 30 in Allegheny County, you know, you can, you win stuff or whatever. Sure. But yeah, there's a ton of places you can go, and it's nice because in certain areas you can walk to several of them at once. You know, you can, you know, hit up 11th hour, and then right across the street, you know, there's Burgers Brewing, and then down further on the same street is, you know, Hop Farm and Roundabout. And, you know, so it's pretty nice. Mm. You have plenty of options, and plenty of the food scene here is exploding too, in my opinion. So good food too.
That's would there so be cool. Like Barley's Angels or the Pink Boots Society available to women there?
Yes. So there is a Pink Boot Society here. Sadly, I am not a part of it, and I should be. I'm sort of antisocial. So I don't like to do a lot of, which is weird because I talk to people all the time, like when I was the therapist and I coach basketball and all this stuff. But when I'm not doing those things, like, I don't want to be.
That's fair.
But there is one. I was a part of it for a while, and then I should probably get back onto that, but there is one, and they do a lot of cool stuff in the city and for, you know, the women in the beer industry. So yes.
That's phenomenal. So have you noticed any particular products or particular kinds of products that do really well? Like, people rave about certain kinds of merch or stuff as opposed to other stuff. Do you know anything about those trends?
So just stuff in general or stuff that's ours?
You tell me.
Both.
Yeah.
So glassware just overall is like a huge thing. I'm sure you guys see it too. So that seems to be the big trend. Obviously, with, you know, COVID happening and stuff, there's a lot of delays on things. So I'm not sure how fast paced that's going right now, but there's a lot of, you know, craft beer groups out there that are selling glassware and making, you know, different styles and graphics on them and stuff. We see, you know, t-shirts are always the thing. Everyone wants a t-shirt, you know, cause you can wear them, you can make blankets out of them, you know, whatever you want to do, you gift them. You know, your husband or wife is not yelling at you because you have 6 million glassware and, you know, that kind of stuff laying around the house. Or if you're me and breaks like one out of every 5 glasses, you know, but t-shirts are definitely a huge thing that we see. For us specifically, so earlier this year, we created our own hop characters. So we have Big Danky. He's a cool guy. He's got a beard on. He's got the glasses. He's holding his beer mug. Like, he's pretty cool looking.
He's a huge
fan of ours and, you know, our clientele and stuff. So you'll see a lot of people in Pittsburgh wearing the Big Danky shirt. We've actually seen people take pictures of them wearing it in like Maine, and, you know, we have customers in Texas and all kinds of stuff. So that's pretty cool. And Big Danky shaved in July and got a mustache and became General Danky for our veterans collab. So that was pretty cool.
And then, was he Dankenstein at Halloween?
We did. We had so Dankenstein. So one of our good friends, they're homebrewer, they're really, really good homebrewers here in Pittsburgh. They created Dankenstein. So that was pretty cool. He was a big hit too. I might add on to him next year for Halloween. So that'd be cool. And then we also have what do you call him? Dankosaurus. My husband used to want to be a paleontologist a long time ago, and thank God he's not, because they make no money. not that we make any money now either, running your own business. But so we have a Stegosaurus, and I don't know what they're called. Those things are called in the back of him. Spikes,
yeah.
Plates.
Yeah.
They're hops. So, so we have a couple characters that are a pretty big hit here. With our clientele and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
It is so cute. I love it. And from one sort of, you know, somewhat beer artist to another, I think it's awesome. Like, I love seeing the different things that people can do with the ingredients of beers, characters, and you know, making it seasonal. And it's just so fun.
Yeah. Big Danky's coming out here. I don't know if he's going to come out in December or January, but he's coming out with a winter theme. He's going to be snowing with a hat and some scarf on. And I think he's going to be carrying a hot chocolate mug saying like support local or shop local or something. So pretty excited about him coming out ready for the winter.
So that's cool. So things like glassware and t-shirts are really popular. So that tracks. And
stickers are hugely popular. We have to have stickers in every box. We have people, you know, messaging me on Instagram or Facebook. Can you just mail us out stickers? And I have no problem doing that. If you want stickers, go ahead and message me. I have a gazillion of them.
So. There we go. I love that. And then beer ingredients, so things like sauces and relishes and things like that, are they quite popular?
They're very popular. So soap is actually probably one of our biggest, like our most popular ones, soaps. Right now, I just shipped out a bunch of coffee porter soaps in boxes from a small business up in Maine. She does a fantastic job. Earlier in the year, we had some beard soap for the men, for the boxes, smelled fantastic. It was like a mint and hop. so that was pretty good. The dry rubs and sauces are a huge hit as well. So actually, for the Quaza collaboration, there's a local, dry rub and barbecue sauce company here in Pittsburgh, who's actually good. We're good friends with, he created a dry rub for the boxes using the sorghum ingredient. So those will be going out. Yeah. So those will be a special edition just for the Quaza boxes only. So yes, go and support the Quaza, their Indiegogo campaign. And we'll also have the boxes on our site for a one-off order as well for anybody who, you know, just wants the box.
Nice. So yeah. That's awesome. That's fabulous. Guys, does anybody have any more questions for Sammy? Otherwise we're going to let her go and run her business.
I don't think so. Just, we really appreciate your time. Mm-hmm. It's been very interesting to learn about your business and yourself.
Thank you. Absolutely. I had a great time.
And for everybody listening, you heard Sammy, she's shipping to almost every bloody country in the world at this point. So don't feel limited by the fact that Sammy is sitting in the US. And if you're in the Dakotas, come on, get on with it, please. Can we please have at least one subscriber in the Dakotas? But come on, everybody, go and support First Sip Brewbox, because I think it's so, so, so cool. What a fun concept. And I really enjoy the fact that it changes every month and that there's stuff in there that is practical and t-shirts and glassware, and it's all the stuff that we all love. So go and have a gander at the website. So let me just tell you the website URL. It is firstsipbrewbox.com. That's where to go. And First Sip is also on Instagram and Facebook and all the socials. So go and look up First Sip Brewbox.
Every single social.
There we go. Even on TikTok, I've seen.
Yes. Yeah. We're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. I think I got them all.
There we go. Well done. Well, Sammy, thank you so much. It was really, really awesome to have you on today.
Yeah.
And we only wish you the best for First Sip. It's such a cool concept.
Thank you guys for having me. Have a good rest of your days.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.